Good morning, Texas. Good morning, Fort Worth. Good morning, Dallas. Good morning, Bob. We got a bunch of Bobs listening. Good morning, Julie, Jan, Jennifer, Joel, Stephen, the name goes on, Rick, Mark, Sam, here we go. All sorts of people listening in one way or the other eventually here. This is program number 97. Now, folks, here's where we are right now. We have pretty much been through the essential doctrines from the risen Savior that he went face to face and talked to Paul with. We've repeated those things a number of times. I've even got a page on the website now, the essential doctrines of the risen Savior. You go to the website, www.scatteredchristians.org, and you can find not only the list of essential doctrines taught in the New Testament, the legitimately true New Testament, which is the doctrine after the death of Christ. That's when the death of the testator in the New Testament begins. We also have up there the list of questions that I had asked yesterday about to the gainsayers, to the pastors and the people that think this is all a bunch of bahooey. Some questions I ask you. Really, take some time and ask yourself those questions, because I know you're not going to have the answers unless you go to Rightly Divided King James Bible. There's just no way. They cannot be answered. And if you see the challenge there, take them to your pastor. You guys sit down together probably don't have any meat, probably have a veggie burger or some vegetables or a vegan or whatever, vegan, whatever. And go over those questions and you guys talk about them. Just be prepared if you start to see the answers and the pastor doesn't. Be prepared for some name-calling and some warnings about you better stay away from this guy. He's King James only. And even the King James only guys talk like that. And then they'll get angry at you, you know. And even one of the listings of a Christian, by the way, is to be not angry. So anyway, so we're going to get down to some stuff here. Now, I've still got a whole bunch of questions I want to ask and then answer that I read on the internet from all these pastor guys that put out these free Bible studies, and they ask the question, then they show you the answer, and the answers are just beyond bogus. So I want to take a couple programs. I was hoping that you folks out there would write some questions to me, SusaMan@Bechtel.com. Obviously, you're too busy listening to your music or washing your dishes or whatever, or you're just taking it ho-hum, or you're interested and you're excited, but you still just don't take that time because we're so busy. But write to me. Write me some questions, and I'll take care of those questions, and I'll give you the answers from the real Bible answer man. And that's Paul. Not Paul's son, but Paul. He's the one that'll give you the answers to these questions, and I'll pull up some of these questions to some of these big program people, these big hobnobbers are doing to their questions and Bible answers. They don't go to a Bible. They go to their Greek. They go to their Hebrew. They go to their thinking process. They go to the different parts of the Bible, everywhere but where they're supposed to go. I said this before. I think we're just going to get into the manner of life of a Christian, because Paul talks about that, the manner of life. That's the walk. That's the day-to-day life of a Christian. And that's a series, a long series in itself. So, folks, if you haven't gotten a grasp on essential doctrines from the risen Savior taught to Paul, to be taught to us Gentiles, you're probably going to think that the things we're going to talk about now about being a Christian is what you have to do to win Christ. What you have to do to keep Christ. This is what you have to do to get God in your life. This is what you have to do to be blessed. Well, we'll talk about all that. But that's not true, see. It's the walk of a Christian to please God because of what he's done for you and to you. That's really what it is. We're his workmanship. We've been created to do those good works. It's what we do because we're Christians. And we are so far off the mark with Christianity today when it comes to our visual testimony. It's very shameful. I'm surprised God doesn't come back and burn everything down like Sodom and Gomorrah. But, he talks about that in Romans chapter 2. We popped that verse at you a couple times here. So what we're going to do, we're just going to get into that thing. But today, I'm going to finish out the program here with about 25, 24 minutes of songs on the blood of Christ. Call it your blood medley. So when you're driving to work, Joel and Julie, you got you girls are listening to stuff in the mornings, and Steve, being from Utah and the Mormon world down there, and you fought that battle and beginning to fight it even more so, even with your pastors and stuff, you probably recognize these songs. Just sing along to them as I played them here tonight looking for them, and I just recording them on here and just thinking, oh, these are just good. See, I know the words to these things, and I know what we're singing about. We're singing about the blood of Christ. And the music is not hip-hop, rock, jazz, fancy style arrangements of any kind. It's just music as a tool to help us say what we're saying and to preach what we're preaching and to teach what we're teaching in those songs. And those songs about the blood of Christ. The emphasis is on the words, the word of Christ, not on the music. So when I hear these things, I get all this encouragement. I get this hope just kind of builds back up because we've sung these songs so many times over the years. This is just good stuff. So if you don't know what these are, I've got them listed on the program page, and you can go there to find the names of them, dig out your hymn book, and see if you've got them. Some of these blood songs go back to the earlier years, in the early 1900s. I was able to find them in some of the older hymn books, so you might not even recognize some of them. I'll probably do a program about what the NIV Bible does to the blood of Christ. You know, folks, it's just a mess that's out there. As Paul says, I beseech you to seek the truth and to look what's going on. Am I all wet? Am I crazy here? Is your pastor a gainsayer? Is he lying? Is he deceived himself? What's going on here? The whole thing can solve by a King James Bible. And that King James Bible must be rightly divided. So you King James guys out there in the Bible Belt of America down there in the South in Texas, get that Bible. Check it out yourself. Don't you have enough stuff to just get your Bible, open it up, and check it out yourself? Are you so busy, so lazy, so caught up with your music, so caught up with your religion and your church that you go along with the program? Remember, I did it for 13 years. I understand what's going on, and I got out of that. You've got to get out of that. Not because of what I say, but open up that book and let the Word of God, let the Spirit of God show you, not in your feelings, but in your mind, which we will talk about some more as we get into our programs. But this morning, let's just turn this thing over to the piano player and sing along with the songs as you're driving to work. Like I said to Joel and the other folks, just listen and enjoy. And there you are.